The bridge isn't very far now, said Anesthesia. Richard hoped that was true. They were now on the third candle. He was astonished that they were still under London. He was half convinced they had walked most of the way to Wales. I'm really scared, she continued. I've never crossed the bridge before. I thought you said you'd been to this market already, he asked, mystified. It's the floating market, silly. I told you already. It moves. Different places. Last one I went to was held in that big clock tower, big someone. And the next was Big Ben. Maybe. We were inside where all the big wheels went around, and that was where I got this. She held up her necklace. The candlelight glimmered yellow off the shiny quartz. She smiled, like a child. Do you like it? She asked. It's great. Was it expensive? I swapped some stuff for it. That's how things work down here. We swap stuff. And then they turned a corner and saw the bridge. It could have been one of the bridges over the Thames 500 years ago, thought Richard, a huge stone bridge spanning out over a vast black chasm into the night. But there was no sky above it, no water below. It rose into darkness. Richard wondered who built it and when. He wondered how something like this could exist beneath the city of London without everyone knowing. He felt a sinking feeling in the pit of his stomach. He was, he realized, deeply, pathetically scared of the bridge itself. Do we have to go across it? He asked. Can't we get to the market some other way? They paused at the base of the bridge. Anesthesia shook her head. We can get to the place it's in, she said, but the market wouldn't be there. Huh? Oh, that's ridiculous. I mean, something's either there or it's not. Isn't it? She shook her head. There was a buzz of voices from behind him, and someone pushed Richard to the ground. He looked up. A huge man, crudely tattooed, dressed in improvised rubber and leather clothes that looked like they had been cut out of the inside of cars, stared back down at him, dispassionately. Behind the huge man were a dozen others, male and female, people who looked like they were on their way to a particularly low-rent costume party. Somebody, said Varney, who was not in a good mood, was in my way. Somebody ought to watch where he's going. Once, as a small boy walking home from school, Richard had encountered a rat in a ditch by the side of the road. When the rat saw Richard, it had reared up onto its hind legs and hissed and jumped, terrifying Richard. He backed away, marvelling that something so small had been so willing to fight something so much larger than itself. Now Anesthesia stepped between Richard and Varney. She was less than half his size, but she glared at the big man and bared her teeth, and she hissed like an angry rat at bay. Varney took a step backwards. Varney spat at Richard's shoes. Then he turned away, and taking the knot of people with him, he walked across the bridge and into the dark. Are you all right? Asked Anesthesia, helping Richard back to his feet. I'm fine, he said. That was really brave of you. She looked down shyly. I'm not really brave, she said. I'm still scared of the bridge. Even that lot was scared. That was why they all went over together. Safety in numbers. Big bullies. If you are crossing the bridge, I will go with you, said a female voice, rich as cream and honey, coming from behind them. Richard was never able to place her accent. At the time, he thought she might be Canadian or American. Later, he suspected she might have been African or Australian or even Indian. He was never able to tell. She was a tall woman with long, tawny hair and skin the colour of burnt caramel. She wore dappled leather clothes, mottled in shades of grey and brown. She had a battered leather duffel bag over her shoulder. She was carrying a staff and had a knife at her belt and an electric flashlight strapped to her wrist. She was, also, without question, the most beautiful woman that Richard had ever seen. "Safety in numbers. You're welcome to come with us," he said, after a moment's hesitation. My name's Richard Mayhew. This is Anesthesia. She's the one of us who knows what she's doing." The rat girl preened. The leather woman looked him up and looked him down. "You're from London above," she told him. "Yes. Traveling with a rat speaker. My word." "I'm his guardian," said Anesthesia truculently. "Who are you? Who do you owe fealty to?" The woman smiled. "I owe no man fealty, rat girl. Have either of you crossed Knightsbridge before?" Anesthesia shook her head. "Well," said the woman, "isn't this going to be fun?" They walked toward the bridge. Anesthesia handed Richard her candle lamp. "Here," she said. "Thanks." Richard looked at the woman in leather. "Is there anything, really, to be scared of?" "Only the night and the bridge," she said. "The kind in armor. The kind that comes when day is over."